A little media soup this morning.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If the stew doesn't taste good, maybe it needs more ingredients. By all accounts, tossing AOL and Time Warner together was a disaster. So how about adding a little Google, a little Comcast? Both companies are reportedly in talks to buy a stake in the internet portal from Time Warner. But Google's rival Microsoft could have its own recipe for AOL. The software company's also been chatting with Time Warner. Apple's stock took a beating this week despite a huge fourth quarter. Chipmaker AMD's shares plunged yesterday. Intel was downgraded. As a result, the tech-heavy NASDAQ hit a five-month low. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith looks at why tech stocks are flailing.
Investors are feeling a little low on high-tech companies these days, and those stocks are taking a beating. Industry analyst Rob Enderle says tech products are considered luxury items and are often the first things cut from consumer budgets. He says pricey heating oil and gasoline probably mean fewer people will be snapping up the latest gadgets. Enderle says the timing is unfortunate. The tech sector was finally coming back from its slump.
I mean, we were clearly on a path to recovery. Things were looking a lot better. Pretty much every trend was indicating we turned the corner and we were coming back. But the recent disasters had just pushed us back down again.
Enderle says the next quarter is likely to remain rough for the tech industry as sluggish holiday sales hit company bottom lines. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
For the troubled American automakers, those huge discounts must be like crack. Last month, Ford swore off the steepest sales incentives like employee prices for everybody. It said sales were up, but revenues were down. Well, the company's already off the wagon. To clear out inventory, Ford says it'll offer up to $5,000 rebates to buyers or no-interest loans for 6 years. We've been hearing for weeks that billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian planned to up his stake in General Motors. Yesterday, he finally did it. The papers were filed with the SEC. Marketplace's Amy Scott on what Captain Kirk might be up to.
Kerkorian now owns just under 10% of GM shares, enough to win a seat on the board and try to turn things around for the struggling automaker. Analyst John Novak with Morningstar sees two scenarios. Kerkorian may try to force GM to sell its profitable finance arm, GMAC.
If you were to do that, you'd have a company that has more cash on its balance sheet than its entire market capitalization.
Or he may use his muscle to extract salary and benefit concessions from the United Auto Workers,
which would allow GM to restructure and ultimately, in his opinion, probably return to profitability.
Question is, what then? A decade ago, Kerkorian failed in an attempted takeover at Chrysler, but he did persuade the company to share more of its profits with stockholders, including himself. Analysts expect he'll try to do the same at GM. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Interest rate fears keep driving the markets down. The three major indexes all fell to near five-month lows. The Dow lost 36 points to end at 10,216. The S&P 500 dropped 7 to 1177. The NASDAQ slid 23 points. Today, oil prices are holding above $64. This is Marketplace. If the Chicago White Sox and St. Louis Cardinals make the World Series, neighboring states Missouri and Illinois will do battle. They're already duking it out in another field, embryonic stem cell research. Scott Tong reports.
The governor of Illinois wants to poach scientists from Missouri. He wrote a letter to dozens of them, urging defection in the name of freedom to explore stem cell research, research that Missouri lawmakers may ban. Illinois plans to put $10 million into the field. Risky, but economist Joseph Seneca of Rutgers says the potential return is fourfold.
The state that develops therapies, that commercializes them, that receives the royalty payments, stands to generate sales and revenues which accrue back to the state.
Missouri's governor penned his own letter urging the scientists to stay. Meanwhile, a pro-stem cell ballot measure is moving forward in Missouri, in part to lure biotech companies. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fannie Mae, working with our partners to increase homeownership and affordable rental housing opportunities for more Americans. Fannie Mae. FannieMae.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with national patient associations to educate and support patients and their families. The Medtronic Foundation. Medtronic.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. 2005 is shaping up to be a huge year for corporate mergers, the best since 2000. Finance expert Chris Farrell says merger mania is only going to get crazier.
First 9 months of the year, global merger and acquisition activity, according to Dealogic, is up 43% compared to 2004. Then if you just look at the U.S., up 33%, and Europe, up 62%.
So tell me, what's in the water this year?
Well, there's a couple of things that have been in the water. One, companies are flush with cash. Their balance sheets are in good shape. They have a lot of money. And as we know, companies are under a lot of earnings pressure in this globally competitive economy. If you're competing against Chinese firms, or you're in the healthcare area and there's all kinds of strange cost pressures that are emerging, the solution that everybody has, consolidation. So you have lots of cash, you have a solution called consolidation, and you have a low cost of financing.
Chris, is there any evidence that consolidation actually works, that it does what it's supposed to do?
Not really. if you look back, there's a long history of academics and consultants asking the very question that you've raised. And the answer is that somewhere between 50 and 75% of deals fail. The deal doesn't do well by the remaining shareholders, or the deal doesn't do well by all the things that management promised, all these synergies, all these cost savings, because a lot of these organizations are very difficult to manage. You're bringing together two cultures, two very different cultures, and it's easy to do a deal. It's actually hard to make a deal work.
But there must be some reason these companies keep doing it, right?
Did you know that every CEO is above average? It's called the hubris theory. It's a theory that's been developed by economists. And what it is that, you know, hope springs eternal. And one third of the deals do work out. And so you always believe that you're going to be the person that will make the deal work.
Chris, is it safe to say that as interest rates keep creeping up, that is going to bring this merger mania to a crashing halt, or no?
If the perception grows that the era of low interest rates is ending and we're moving into a higher interest rate period of time, then there will be a pullback to reevaluate the financial landscape. But the initial reaction, I think we're seeing it right now, the initial reaction is companies are calling their investment bankers are calling companies and saying the time to act, if you've been thinking about making a merger, the time to act is now.
Personal finance expert Chris Farrell is economics editor for our weekend program, Marketplace Money. Hey, did you know that Marketplace is podcasting now? You can download our new dish, Marketplace Takeout, from our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Dickens and Shakespeare.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.